Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Yeshaya Fine. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Samach Tes. Rav Yitzchak says a memor on the top of the Amud. There's a chiluk between a kmitzas zar and a malikas zar. A kmitzas zar is a m'ola yered. It's a psul, which if you put it on the mizbech yered, and malikas zar is an m'ola lo yered. It's a psul, which is the m'ola, if he puts on the mizbech, is lo yerid. The Gemara is mevar the chilek, even though kmitza zar and malika zar are both kosher bebama. The reason why kmitza zar is not considered psula bakoidesh and is m'ola yerid, zok the Gemara because ein kiddush klishores b'mincha bebama. A mincha didn't have a kiddush of a klishores. When they were makriv menachas on a bama, there was no kiddush of a klishores. Why does this make the psul of kmitza zar that is not psul of bakoidish? Rashi is mevar that there's a chiluk between a kmitza in the bama and a kmitza in the mikdash. And a kmitza in the mikdash, since the mincha was neskadish bekli, so therefore it passels a zar. Therefore, a zar that does the avoid of kmitza is passel. By a bama, being that it was never neskadish in a kli, there's no psul zar to begin with. It's a different kmitza. A kmitza in a bama is a kmitza in a mincha that didn't have a kiddush of a kli. And in such a kmitza, it doesn't pass the zaris at all. We don't find a zar is kosher in the avoid of kmitza, the type of avoid of kmitza, which of mincha was neskadish in a kli. In the mikdash, which was neskadish in a kli, such a mincha, which has a kmitza, we never find in such a type of a kmitza that there was a hechsher of the psul of zar. Taisus de Masla in Kiddush Klisharis, Frek Taisus Akasha. Good the Kmitza doesn't make it be considered Psula Bakaidish. But the Niskadish Beklisharis itself, the fact that it was Niskadish Beklisharis, should make it Psula Bakaidish. Since this Mincha was Niskadish with a Klisharis, Psula Bakaidish Mikri. Now, in the previous year, we mentioned three Shitas. In what Psula B'Kodesh? What's the Hagdara? How do we classify Psula B'Kodesh? Rashi says, Mishabol Azara Niftzula. It's a type of Psul which comes in the Azara. Toisvis, over there on Samaches, Amud Beis has two Pshatim. Either Psula B'Kodesh means a Psul which happened after the Korban already had a Kiddush of a Kli, it was already in a Skadish B'Kli. Or Taisvis says it's a psul which has a hechsher b'makom acher. Now this Taisvis that's asking the kasha that if it was neskadish in a kli, it should be considered psula b'kodesh. Kipshutai Taisvis kasha is according to the shita that psula b'kodesh means a psul which happens after the kiddush of the klisharis. The Sfas Emes points this out. The Taisvis kasha is l'shitasi. If psula b'kodesh means that it already had a kiddush of klisharis, which in a carbon that happens with the shchita, frek Taisvis a mincha in the mikdash, that the kmitz is done after the minchas neskadish b'kli, frek Taisvis, it should be considered a psula b'kodesh, being that the mincha already had a kiddush of a klisharis. And for Taisvis, shema, since the kiddush of the kli is not betchilas avidasa, it's not like a carbon which has a klisharis, which has a shchita with a sakin, that's not called psula b'kodesh. So this is a carbon which has a shchita, the shchita makes it called psula b'kodesh, at a kiddush of a kli with the avoida harishayin with the shchita. Masha enkin over here, you put in the klisharis before the kmitza, that kiddush kli zok taisvis is not sufficient to make it be considered psula b'kodesh when later on he did a kmitza zar. Now the brisk rav is ma'ira ha'ara in the stencils on taisvis. That taisvis says the reason why it's not called psula b'kodesh is because it's not similar to shchita, it didn't have a kiddush of a kli with the avoida harishayin. So, frek the brisk rav, why did the Gemara say in kiddush klisharis b'mincha b'bama? The Gemara should have said that a kiddush of a klisharis is not considered a kiddush kli. I didn't understand this ha'ara so well, because pashtus, there's two discussions. The discussion of the Gemara was, if the kmitza itself makes it psula b'kodesh, if kmitza itself can have the chashivos to make it be considered psula b'kodesh, since a kmitza is kosher b'zar in a b'ma, so the kmitz of Azar should make it considered psula b'kodesh. Pashtos Taisus learned the Gemara like Rashi, that the kmitz of Zar that we find in the Mikdash is not the same kmitza that we find in a mincha and a bama. The kmitza in mikdash is a kmitza after klisharis. Therefore, there's a psul zar. In a bama, there's no klisharis. It's not shayach. The whole psul of zar, the whole Indian of zar is not shayach. It was never in a skadish in a kli. Therefore, we don't find that the kmitza has a hechsher, that the kmitza should have this chashivas to make it be considered psul b'kodesh. Tosfos' discussion was a different discussion. It should be considered psul b'kodesh from the kiddush akli, from putting the mincha in a kli. On that, Tosfos says the kiddush of the kli is insufficient to make it psul b'kodesh. You need avodah harishayna. You need avodah harishayna to be considered psul b'kodesh. The Gemara couldn't say that the kiddush of klisharis is not psula b'kodesh, because the Gemara is discussing that the kmitza should make it psula b'kodesh. It's only Tosfos which had a zaytig kasha. Tosfos had a kasha that the klisharis itself should make it psula b'kodesh. Tosfos said you need avodah harishayna. So I didn't understand really so well this ha'ar of the brisk rav. Now there is another ha'ar over here. Tosfos seems to say that psula b'kodesh is because the shchit is with a sack in mekach and it's a klisharis. And by Malika is with the atz mishal koyim. And the Gemara to have a mina that the kmitza itself should make it psula b'kodesh. It would seem that what Tosfos says that shchita is considered psula b'kodesh because it's with a sakin. Shchita is the avodah harishayna and it's with klisharis. And the parallel by menachas and by oifis is the kmitza and the malika. Even those don't actually have a klisharis, since it's the parallel of the shchita and shchita is a kiddush. B'kli, it's shchita is mekadesh the carbon with the kli with the sakin. Therefore, the parallel as well, the kmitza and the malika, even though the kmitza and the malika are with, done with the yadayim of the kain, that's b'makom klisharis. It's mekadesh the mincha and the oif b'makom the klisharis by a carbon. It's with the klisharis, and with the mincha and oif, it's b'makom the klisharis, the yadayim of the kain of b'makom the klisharis. And Tosfos was coming to say that the kiddush akli of the mincha itself, which is not navoid, it's not navoid yirshayna, even though it's a kiddush of a kli, that's insufficient to make it be considered psula b'kodesh. The Rambam in Perek Gimel psula mukdash malacha tezvav. So the Rambam we pass him like Rabbi Yitzchak, and he says by kmitza, the psul of kmitza bizar is not psula b'kodesh. And the Rambam says that even though it was mekadesh ki ilu loynes kadesh klal. A little bit of a cryptic words that the Rambam adds to this din, that a Malika Zar is considered Psul B'Kodesh, a Kemitza Zar is Ki'ilu Loi Niskadesh, as if it wasn't Niskadesh at all. What does the Rambam mean to say? The Brisk Rav was Mavar in the stencil of the Das HaRambam, that the Rambam had a new pshat, a different pshat in the Gemara. Rashi learned the Gemara, we're discussing the Kemitza itself, and the Gemara says the Hechsher of the Kemitza is not Psul B'Kodesh, because it's not a dimyan, it's not a tzushtel to the kmitza in the bama, which was kasher bizar. Zok the Briskrav, the Rambam learns in the Gemara, that since we don't find a klisharis in a mincha in a bama, so when a zar does a kmitza, and after the kmitza he's mekadesh, the kmitza again, every mincha has two kiddush klis. The initial kiddush that the kohen takes the whole mincha and is mekadesh in the klisharis. Then he does a kmitza, and he takes the kmitza, and he puts it in a different klisharis. He's nice in a pekli, and he's mekadesh the kmitza in its own kli. There's two kiddush, the kiddush of the mincha and the kiddush of the kmitza. Zok the Brisk Rav, when the Gemara says, in kiddush klisharis b'mincha b'bama, the Gemara was saying that since we only find the zar, a kmitza of a zar is kasher in a bama, and in the bama there was no kiddush kli, he didn't take that koimetz and put it into a kli. He put it straight onto the bama. Therefore, in the mikdash, when a zar does the kmitz and he puts it into a kli, that kli is not mekadesh the koimetz, Zokta Brisko. We're talking about the second kiddush kli, the kiddush kli of the koimetz. That kli, Zokta Brisko, can't be mekadesh the koimetz because we never found that this hechsher of the kmitz azar should have a kiddush kli sharis. Zokta Brisko, it comes out lefi the Rambam. The problem is not that the kmitza zar itself is a psul, which is not psul b'kodesh, like Rashi learns, because the kmitza zar in mikdash is a different kmitza than the kmitza zar in bama. The kmitza itself is not the point. The point is the kiddush, which he does after the kmitza, is not considered a kiddush kli. In order to say him ala l'yered, it has to be there was niskadesh b'kli. A koymet shaloi niskadesh b'kli. A koymet that was not put into the kli It's missing. It's like chulin. It's missing in its entire kedusha. You don't say malo yeri, something which is not roy. The sugi in the beginning of mizbeach mekadesh davar she'enoi roy, something which is not roy lemizbeach. Something which is not roy lemizbeach is like a koymitz which didn't have a kiddush klisharis. By a kmitza zar, even though he actually put it into the klisharis, that's not mekadesh to kmitza. Being that we don't find kmitza zar only in the mincha, only by a bama, and a bama doesn't have a kiddush kli. So in the mikdash, the kiddush hakli is not mekadesh by the kmitza zar. Zok to Brisukov, the chesaron over here is not the kmitza zar. The chesaron is here, the kiddush hakli sharis after the kmitza zar is not chal, and that's the lashon Rambam. Beautiful pshat in the Rambam. It's like it wasn't niskadish. The lashon Rambam is ki'ilu loy niskadish klal. It's as if the koymitz wasn't niskadish at all. Therefore, by kmitza zar, it's a maloyeri, because it's like a koymitz shaloy niskadish bekli. Now, there's another diktuk on the Rambam. The Rambam firzois in this halach and paragimel halacha tezvav echod zar ve'echod shar psulim. The Rambam is going on the chiluk between kmitza zar. The halacha is im ala yerid. By kmitza zar, and the Rambam learns there's no difference in zar and all the psulim. It's im ala yerid. We're married it from the mizbeach. And malika zar is in im ala lo yerid. If he puts it on the mizbeach, it's im ala lo yerid. The Rambam says there's no difference between a zar and all the psulim. Presumably a bal mom. It's one of the psulim of a koyin. One of the psulim in avoida. A koyin is a bal mom. So Rambam says echod zar ve echod shar psulim. Presumably the Rambam was saying that a shara psulim as well, we say im Allah lo yerid. We say that if a balmum will go ahead and do a malika, it will be im Allah lo yerid. It will be lo yerid from his bear. So there's a horror from the Rambam, presumably in the sugi, the reason why a malika zaz im Allah lo yerid, because it has a heksha b'bama. We find a heksha in the bama. The balmum is puzzle in a bama. So why? What's pshat in the Rambam? Why does the Rambam shtel tzu that the din of lo yerid by Malika Zar is Echad Zar ve Echad Shar Psulim, L'chayr, the svar that the Gemara gives, that we find the Hechsher. In the Bama, that's only by Zar and not by the Shar Psulim. V'tzarechian, the Lashon of the Rambam, the Rambam is Medama Zar to Shar Psulim, and the Rambam seems to say that Shar Psulim as well, if they're Moilik, the Oif, will be Ma'ala Lo Yerid. Moving along, the Braisa quotes a din, Malika shehilefnim yochol. There was a havmina. It should be metame begodim abeis abliya. Talmud loymar nevela utreifa. Just like a treifa, which is not matir the iser, so to a nevela, which is not matir the iser, and a malika shehilefnim is matir the iser, and therefore it's not metame bebeis abliya. What was the Gemara talking about? Rashi is mevar. Can't be talking about a chata soif. The Gemara already darshan is enough memdalit and beis shamai from a pasuk that a chata soif, even though it's a malika, which is not a kasher shchita, it's mutter b'achila. So to Rashi, there will be no havamina by a chata that it should be metame begodim abeis abliya. So to Rashi, where was there a havamina that malika shehi lefnim should be metame begodim abeis abliya by an oila soif, and we darshan from a pasuk Nevela utreifa, that the Tumas Beis Abliya is only when it's similar to a treifa, which is not mat to the Isser. A Nevela, a Malika Shilafnim, which is mat to the Isser, by Oila Soif, is not Mimtama Begodim Beis Abliya. Now the Karen Oyer points out, really, to learn the Gemara, he is Oyer to learn, not like Rashi, that maybe it's talking about a Chata Soif. Maybe there would be a Havmina by Chata Soif also. It should be Mimtama Begodim Beis Abliya. Says the Karen Oyer, even though the Gemara Darshan is off Memdalid, that when there's a Malika of a Chata, so if it's Mutter Ba'achila, that doesn't mean it's not a Nevela. It's Mutter Ba'achila. The Torah was Matir, a Malika as Chata's Ba'achila, but it still has a Shem Nevela. So, Dr. Karen Oyer, you see this clearly from the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara says that a Zar She'ochal Malika, a Zar which ate a Malika of a Chata, so if, which Chata Seif is only Nachal Kayanim, he's like a Shnaim. He's like a one, first of all, he has an Isser to eat a chata saif. And second of all, it's an avela. Since really every malika is not a kosher shchita, so every malika besides for the fact that a zar is not allowed to eat a chatas, he's not allowed to eat a malika, he's not allowed to eat an avela. A koyin has a gzeris hakosava of l'chol chatasim, the drosh, the gemara darshan, zonaf memdalit, that for a koyin, he's allowed to eat a malika of a chatas. A zar, which was never said the heter, to eat a malika of a chatas, So a Malika Vachatz has a din of a Nevela, and he has two Malkas, and a Malkas of a Chatz, and a Malkas of a Nevela. So Zok the Karen Oira, really, maybe there would be a Havmir by a Chatz Ha'oif as well, that even though it's Mutter Ba'achila, we dashen from a Pasuk that's Mutter Ba'achila for a Kohen, maybe it should be a Nevela, and be Metame Begodim, a Beis Hablia Zok the Karen Oira, really, maybe our Gemara is talking about a Chatz Ha'oif as well, that it's not Metame Begodim, a Beis Hablia, when the Kohen eats it, he doesn't become Tame. We know he's allowed to eat it. Maybe he becomes Tame, we dashen from a Pasuk that our Gemara is dashening, Dumi to Trefa, that it's not Metame Begodim, a Beis Hablia. And the emesis Tzarechi, and that's Rashi. Why is Rashi saying that it will be Pashat, that a Chata Soif is not Metame Begodim, a Beis Hablia? You see in the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Lamed Beis, that in truth, a Malika of a Chata Soif is considered a Nevela, and a Zar has an Isser of Achilas Nevela. So Briskerov is Mavar with the Yesoid, B'Shem Reb Chaim, B'Shem his father Reb Chaim. The Gemara darshins on the end of Amud Beis, B'Shem Reb Yehuda, the Gemara makes a drasha of Nevela Utrefa Lo Yeicha L'Tamava, and the Gemara says that the Tumas Nivlas Oif Tar, the Tuma of being Metame Begodim Abeis Abliya by Nevela is only by an Oif Tar, an Oif Tame, an Oif, which is a min of a behem of a Oif Tame, does not have the Tuma Beis Abliya. Why not? The drasha is Lo Yeicha L'Tamava, Lo Yeicha Nevela Utrefa L'Tamava. You can't eat a Nevela Utrefa Misha Yisuroi Mishum Bal Teichel Nevela, Zok the Gemara. If the Isser to eat it is an Isser of Achilas Nevela, La Afuke, a Oif Tame, which has a different Isser, you're not allowed to eat Oif Tame. Explains Reb Chaim, this is not just a drasha, ba'alma, that an oif tame doesn't have the issa, the tuma of nivlas oif tar, the tuma of beis ablia. The Gemara is making a yisoid, a tli over here, that the tuma of beis ablia is talui in the issa achila. If the oif has a shem nevela, legabe the issa achila, it has the tumas nevela of being metame begodim a beis ablia. It's be'etzem toli habah. The Torah was toile the tuma with the iser achila habah. The shem hatuma, the shem tuma being metam begodim abeis ablia is toli in the shem nevela of the iser nevela, and it's an outcome because of that. An oif tame which doesn't have the iser of nevela doesn't have the tuma of nevela also because it's toli habah b'yisoide. The tuma is toli in the iser achila. Says the Briskerov, based on this yisoid. Being that a chatas ha'oif has a heter of malika, it's heter achila. True, a zar might have an isser of nevela, but a koyin has a heter on the isser of the achila. It's not considered a nevela to have the isser achila of nevela. So it was pashut to Rashi that it doesn't have the tuma of nevela as well. Since the tuma of the nevela is totally in the shem nevela of the isser achila, if with the malika it's mutter ba'achila, so it doesn't have the tumas nevela as well. That's why Rashi said the havamina that should be metame begodim abeis ablia is only by an oila soif which does not have the heter achila. There would be a havamina that an oila soif should be metame begodim abeis ablia. Rashi in the Ksav Yad is ma'orer that there's an igea the pasuk that a malika shilafnim is not metame begodim abeis ablia by chatas as well. Even though there was a gzeres akosov on daf memdal that a chata soif is mutter ba'achila, and from the heter ba'achila we know that it's not metame begodim abeis ablia, so Rashi in the Ksav Yad, there would be a havamina by malikas psulim. The Mishnah said malka b'smol is not metame be'beis ablia. A malka b'smol doesn't have a heter achila. That malika of a chata soif ba'ifin shal psul, which is psula ba'kodesh, which is not metame begodim abeis ablia, zokta Rashi in the Ksav Yad, printed on the side of the Gemara, that's where this drasha was coming to say that a malika shilafanim is not metame begodim abeis ablia. True, when it's mutter ba'achila, or chatas kshera, a malika of a chatas, which is kosher, does not need a pasuk that it's not metame be'beis ablia, but a malika be'psul, there would have been a havamina, it is metame be'beis ablia, it's not mutter ba'achila, and that's what we learn out, that malika is also materes as a iser, either because that makes it a malayered, or because it's a kosher malika. That's considered a malika which is mate the iser, and is also mafkia, the tuma of the beis ablia. It comes out that we have three pshatim over here, what exactly the pasuk is coming to say is not metame begodim abeis ablia. Rashi by us, it says that it's talking about a malika of a oila soif. The Karen Oyer says it's talking about a Malika of a Chata, so if, even though it's a Kosher Malika, it needs a Pasuk that it's not Matam Gadim Abbe Sabliya. And Rashi and the Ksaviyat said it's talking about a Malika which is Pasul, but it's still considered a Malika which is Mati the Issa, which is Psuah B'Kodesh. It's not Matam Abbe Gadim Abbe Sabliya. The Beis HaLevi in Chelik Aleph, Simen Beis, Ois Ches, has a horror on the Gemara. What was the Hava mean of the Gemara that a Malika, let's say the way Rashi learns, talking about an oila sa'if should be metame begodim abeis abliya. Zok the Beis HaLevi, or frak the Beis HaLevi. The halach is a person that brings a sheretz into the mikdash is loike, the Gemara says in the end of Erevin, because he's machnes tumma le mikdash. Bringing a sheretz into mikdash is being machnes tumma into mikdash. He's loike. So what was the havamina that a malika of an oila sa'if is metame begodim abeis abliya? If a Malika of Oila Soif has a Tumah of Nevela and is Metame Begadim Abeis Abliya, frek the Beis HaLevi. So every time a Koyin does Malika in Mikdash, so he's being Machnes Tumah in the Mikdash, he's being Machnes in Nevela into Mikdash. Behechrich, if the Torah says to do a Malika in Mikdash, it means it's not Metame Begadim Abeis Abliya. It doesn't have the Tumah of Nevela. If it would have the Tumah of Nevela, then it would be Aser to do. If the Torah said to do it, it means it doesn't have the Tumah Begadim Abeis Abliya. What do we need a special Pasuk? Basically, the fact that the Torah allowed this Malika in itself shows us that it's not Meptame Begadim Abeis Abliya. The Beis HaLevi, to answer this Sa'ara, says, Amoridika Chedish, Amoridika Lamdus. Talk to Beis HaLevi that Sheretz, which is Meptame Bimaga, so when you bring the Sheretz into Mikdash, you're bringing it in an oifen that it could be Meptame right now. You bring in an oifen which could be Meptame Bimaga as you bring it into the Mikdash. Lagabi sheretz, lagabi anivlas behema, there's an iser of knisas tumah lemikdash. Says the Beis HaLevi, masha'en kein lagabi a nevela of an oif tahar, which is just metame begodim abeis abliya, it's just metame begodim when you swallow it. So if you carry it in, zok the Beis HaLevi, there's no iser of knisas tumah lemikdash. Since the way it is, it's not metame. Since the way it is, carrying it in, is not metame begodim abeis abliya, zok the Beis HaLevi, there's no iser of Knisas Tumah LeMikdash, and it would have been possible that it's Tamei, and it's still Mutter to do, a Malika, and there's no Isser of Knisas Mikdash. We need a special Pasuk to tell you that the Malika is not Metame Begadim Abeis Abliya. There are two ways of understanding the Beis HaLevi. One way of explaining the Beis HaLevi would be that Nivlas Oif Tahar, being that it's only metame begadim abeis abliya, it's not metame b'maga, it's chaluk from the other tumas. The other tumas is a heft of a tumah. When you touch the tumah, that tumah transfers over b'maga. A nivlas oif tahar, which doesn't have a tumas maga, it's only metame begadim abeis, it's not considered a heft of tumah. Only when you eat it, that creates the tumah. Eating a nivlas oif tahar creates a tumah. That's why it's only metame begadim abeis abliya. When you eat it, that creates the tumah on the gavra, on the person that's eating the nivlas oif tahar. The nivlas oif tahar itself, the actual oif, doesn't have a heftz of tumah, is not considered tamei, being that it's not metama b'maga. And the isser of knisas tumah l'mikdash is totally in a heftz of tumah. Bringing in a heftz of tumah into mikdash is like he was machnes tumah in the mikdash. Nivlas oif tahar, if he eats it, it's metama begodim. It's metama him and his clothes. But Kol's man, he didn't eat it. There's no heftz of tumah, and you don't have an isser of knisas tumah l'mikdash. That's one possible way of explaining the Beis HaLevi. It's probably more mistaber not to go so far. Not that it's not a heftz of tumah. Being that it's metama begodim abeis abliya, it is considered a heftz of tumah. It's metama, the tumah is transferred through the achila. It's metama begodim abeis abliya, it is considered a heftz of tumah. You could explain the Beis HaLevi that's being that it's not metame in the oif in the way that it is a heftz of tumah. But to transfer the tumah, you have to do something. It's not just a negi, it's not just a maga, you touch it, and that itself transfers the tumah. You have to go ahead and do an achila in order to transfer the tumah. It's a svara in the isser of knisas tumah l'mikdash. Knisas tumah l'mikdash is tali, but oif in that the tumah is metame. Even if it is a heftz of a tumah, being that you have to do an achila in order to transfer the tumah, there's no isser of Knisas Tumah LeMikdash. Knisas Tumah LeMikdash requires not only is there a Heftz of Tumah, but it has to be that this Tumah is in a position, the Tumah is in a Matziv, that it could be Metame as is, and it doesn't need something else to access the Tumah in order to be Metame as something else. Therefore, If it's only metam begodim abeis ablia, it doesn't have the isser of knisas tumah lemikdash. Continuing on to the Mishnah quotes machlekes or Meir and Abiyasi. What's the halacha of the malika of a oif that's a treifa? Is a metam begodim abeis ablia. Meir says we learn out of kal v'chaymer from behema that the shchita is metahar treifa from being tumas nevela. So who had by an oif kal v'chaymer an oif the shchita is metahar from nevela. And who had them by malika? We learn out that the malika of an oif, which is a treif, for the malika is metahar, the oif from being an avela, from being metame begadim abeis ablia. And Rabbi Yasi argues and he says, daya knivlas behema. We only find that the shchita is metahar from nevela. We don't find that malika could be metahar from nevela. So shtaka kash on this Mishnah, the previous Mishnah on Daf Samaches mentions that kol shepsule b'kodesh is not metame begadim abeis ablia, but if it's not psule b'kodesh, any psul which is not psule b'kodesh, which doesn't have a hechsher makim acher, it was before it came to the Azara, such a psul is metame begadim abeis ablia, it's considered a nevela. Now the psul of a treifa is not called a psule b'kodesh, it was kodem shenifsal azara, we don't find a hechsher makim acher, it's not considered psule b'kodesh if it's going to go on the mizbeach, it's teirid. It's teirid me'agamzech. We don't say ma'ala yerd. It's not considered psule b'kodesh. So lefi the klal of the previous Mishnah, it should be pashut that a treifa is metame begodim abeis ablia. So Reb Meir, which says in our Mishnah that the malika of a treifa is not metame begodim abeis ablia, pashtus, he doesn't stem with the klal. He doesn't stem with the klal called psule b'kodesh. Elamai, Reb Yosi, the town of our Mishnah, which says that treifa is metame begodim abeis ablia, he's the one that held that klal. So why does Rabbi Yosi say daya knivlas behema? We can't learn it out from knivlas behema. He should say this is considered something which is not called psule b'kodesh. What was the whole nidin over here that Rabbi Yosi could have learned it out? He says daya knivlas behema. L'chayr, the Mishnah before says anything which is not considered psule b'kodesh is automatically metame begodim abeis ablia. Why is it that Rabbi Yosi has a whole shakla v'tarya? He would have learned it out from behema. We can't learn it out from behema because only shchita is metar, not malika. What happened to the klal of kol she'ein psula b'kodesh? Anything which is not a psula b'kodesh, anything which is m'olo yerdu, is automatically metame begodim abeis ablia. So there's a yisaidistika mahalach from the Briska Rav, you know, based on a few yisaidis together. We'll start with the yisaid that the Briska Rav brings down in the Mechtavim, in the end of Chidushei Maran Rizalevi in a Sefer al Rambam, in the end of the Sefer, there's a few mechtavim. And in one of those mechtavim, he brings down a yisoid from his father, Reb Chaim Pshat Narambam. The Rambam in Parag Beis from Avos HaTuma writes that a goy that does a shchit, that's also b'achila, but min ha-toyra it's not tamei, min ha-toyra there's no tumas nevela, it's only midrabanan that there's a tumas nevela. Zok the Rambam v'im taima, where do we find such a thing that it's a shchita, which you're not allowed to eat, but it's not metame? Zok the Rambam don't have that shfer. We find by treifa, you're not allowed to eat a treifa, and still, it's not metame. It's a din that the Gemara quotes later in our sugya, in the Mishnah already quoted it, that a shchita of a treifa is not metame. Zok the Rambam, we see something could be asa b'achila, and still it's not metame. Now, l'chayra, the Rambam is very shver. The treifa shouldn't be a good example of something which is asa to eat, and still it's not metame, because the isser of treifa has nothing to do with the shchita. The shchita was fine. You're not allowed to eat a treifa because the behema is a treifa. There's an isser of eating a treifa. The chiddush of the Rambam is trying to bring out by a shchita of a goy is that you have a shchita which the shchita is not a good shchita la'achila, and still it's a shchita which is not metame. Even though it's asa b'achila, the mitzad the shchita is a shchita which you're not allowed to eat, it's still it's a shchita which is not, it doesn't have a tum of nevela. So how is the Rambam bringing out that point by treifa? Treifa, the shchita is perfect. It's a shchita for achila and it's a shchita for tumah. The shchita is fine. And there's a zaitig isser. There's a side isser. There's an isser. You're not allowed to eat it because it's a treifa. Zokter B'chaim, we see from the Rambam that the isser of treifa is not just a new isser. It's not just an isser study. And the isser of treifa is that it doesn't have a heter of shchita. When you go ahead and shecht a treifa, Zokter B'chaim, that shchita cannot be a shchita which is matir b'achila. The isser of treifa does not allow the heter achila of the shchita. Doesn't have a shchita which is matir b'achila. Besides the fact that it's an isser, maybe it's a zayit geser. Also, the Torah says don't eat a treifa, Don't eat a treifa. But besides for that, it doesn't have a heter shchita. Says Reb Chaim, therefore the Rambam is showing, this shchita of a treifa does not have a heter of achil. It doesn't have a shchita which is matter of achil. And afal pikein, it's not metame. Afal pikein, the shchita is metahered from having a tum of nevela. So says the Rambam, I see from treifa that you could have a shchita which doesn't have a heter achil, and still the shchita is works legabe the tumas nevela, says the Rambam. So who had in the shchita of a goy, who had in the shchita's akum, it's not matir b'achila, but it's still matar from achila. You say it from Reb Chaim. Zok the Berskrov in the name of Reb Chaim, that the iser achila of a treif is not just the iser study, it's not just the zaitig iser, it's meineya, the heter achila of the shchita, doesn't have a heter shchita in order to be matir the iser achila. The Briskrav also tells Sus Naklef, this is from Reb Chaim, that we find in Chulin that a ben pakua, when you shecht an animal which is mu'uberes, so the shchit of the mother is matir the vlad, but if the mother is a treifa, then it's not matir the vlad. So the Briskrav explains with this yesoid, if it will be just a zaitig issa, but it has a good shchita, so the shchita of the mother which is a treifa should l'chayra work for the vlad, why not? The mother had a shchita, that shchita should work for the vlad. The mother was a treifa, the uber, which is in the mother's stomach, that happens to not be a treifa, so it has a shchita without this of treifa. So explains the Briskrav, but l'fi this yesoid, it's very gishmak. The mother, besides for being a treifa, she didn't have a heter achila. So even if the vlad is not a treifa, but the vlad can't have a heter of the shchita if the mother didn't have a heter of the shchita. The shchita of the mother works for the vlad. If the mother herself didn't have a heter shchita because the treifa was meineya, the shchita from being mater ba'achila, so then the shchita of the mother can't work for the vlad as well. So Reb Chaim, Briskrav has this yesoid. This is what he quotes in the Michtav, in the back of the Sefer. He says, Shemati me adoni avi mori, from his father, yesoid, that by shchita of a treifa, the shchita itself doesn't work to be matir ba'achila. Now the Briskrav in the Stenslach in our sugya, he's maisif another yesoid. He quotes this yesoid from Reb Chaim. He's maisif another yesoid. He says that the Gemara says in our sugya, a little bit later in the Amud, Amar Rabbi Huda Amar Rav Amri Lo B'Masnisa Tana Adrasha Kiyamus Mina Behema Mixas Behema Metama Mixas Behema Eina Metama Zehu Ve'eza Zeh Trifa Sheshach. The Gemara Darshan from a pasuk that when you shecht a treifa, it's metar midein avela. Explains the Birskarov, this Gemara, this drasha is mechadish anu shchita. A regular shchita is metar from midein avela, because it's a kosher shchita, it's a shchita which is machshir ba'achila, and a shchita which is machshir ba'achila, regular kosher shchita, is mafkia, the tum of a nevela. The shchita of a treifa really is not a kosher shchita, like we said from Reb Chaim. It's not a shchita which is machshir ba'achila. This pasuk is mechadish a new din shchita. There's a shchita of a treifa that even though it's not a shchita which is machshir ba'achila, it can be a shchita to be moitzi midei nevela. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. A shchita of a treifa, even though it's not included in the kol atayr kula deka shchita, it's not included, it's not considered a shchita which is machshir, which is mater ba'achila, but it is a shchita to be moitzi midei nevela. You can have a shchita which its sole purpose is to take off the tumah nevela. That's what this pasuk is mechadish, and that's what you have by treifa. That's the shchita of treifa which doesn't have the tumah of a nevela. Explains the Briskarov, lefi this, that the discussion in our Mishnah that Reb Meir holds that just like a shchita of a treifa is moitzi midei nevela, so hu adin a malika of a treifa is moitzi midei nevela. And Reb Yaisi says that no, only by nivlas behema that the shchita is moitzi, so by the oif shchita is moitzi, but we can't learn out that a malika is moitzi. Is a discussion if malika has a new din that the malika itself could, its sole purpose could be to be mafkia, the tumah of nevela. Reb Meir says that just like shchita has a din that it could be moitzi midei nevela, even though it's not mate ba'achila, even though it's not a shchita to be legabe achila. So who adin malika has such a din, the malika could be moitzi ba'achila. Malika of a treifa, even though it's not mate ba'achila, it's moitzi midei nevela. Reb Yaisi says no. We only find such a thing by shchita. Shchita could be moitzi midei malika, shchita could be moitzi midei nevela, even though it's not a shchita which is matir ba'achila. Malika has to be a malika which is matir, which is matir. You can't have a malika which its sole purpose is to be moitzi midei nevela. With this, Dr. Briskrov would be miyashiv the kasha. The two Mishnayos are discussing two different dinim. The previous Mishnah was discussing a malika which is matir the iser, And the Mishnah says, which Malika is considered a Malika to be Mati the Isser? If it's Psule Bakoidish, if the dinism Allah Yerdu, such a Malika is Moitzi Midei Nevela, makes that the Oif is not considered Nevela and it's not Metame Begodim, Abes Abliya. If the Oif has a psul, which is not considered psul b'kodesh, if it's an alu yardu, that malika is not considered a malika, which is matir the iser, and therefore it's going to be metame begadim abeis ablia. Our mission is discussing perhaps that there's a whole new din. Perhaps malika should have a din besides for being a malika, which is matir the iser. Maybe we could have a new din malika, that the malika could take, its sole purpose could be to take off the tum of nevela. And that's what Reb Meir Taka holds. We learn out from treifa, we learn out from a treifa of a behema, just like there, the shchita is moitzi midei nevela, so who had in a malika could be moitzi midei nevela. Reb Yesias argues, and Reb Yesias says, no, daya kenevela's behema. We can't learn out that there's a new din of malika to be moitzi midei nevela. The sole purpose is to be moitzi midei nevela. The only way to be Moitz B'dei Nevela, if it's a Malika, which is Matir the Isser. And that's the previous Mishnah. What's considered being Matir, the Malika, that's only if it's a Psula B'Kodesh, and it's a Ma'ol Yerdu, that's considered that it was Matir the Isser, and that takes off the Tum of Nevela. Now, Avada, the previous Mishnah, doesn't Shtim Lefi Reb Meir. Lemaisa, Reb Meir doesn't require Psula B'Kodesh. Lemaisa, Lefi Reb Meir, you could have a Malika, which its sole purpose is to be Moitz B'dei Nevela. And therefore, every Malika will be Maitzi Midei Nevela. You don't need Psula B'Kodesh. The Bereshis Rav is just being Yashiv in the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, why Rabbi Yossi needed to say Daya Kenivlas Behema. Why couldn't he just say it's Aim Psula B'Kodesh? Zok the Bereshis Rav, because the discussion of Aim Psula B'Kodesh is if it's considered a Malika, which is a Malika HaMataris to be Maitzi Midei Nevela. The discussion of our Mishnah was perhaps there's a different din. Perhaps the Malika, Maisa Malika itself, is Moitzim Dei Nevela without being a Nevela HaMataris. Rabbi Yossi says there's no such thing. And then you have to refer back to the previous Mishnah. What's considered Psula B'Kodesh? I just want to be Maisif one more thing to this discussion. We mentioned the site of the Briskara B'Shem, his father, that the Tumah, that by Treifa, besides for the new Isser of a Treifa, there's no Heter of the Shechit. It's not considered a shchita to take off the iser. So it would seem, looking at that michtav, it might seem that when somebody eats a treifa, which was shechter, he has two isurim, there's an iser treifa, and it didn't receive a shchita, so it's going to have an iser nevela as well. If you look carefully at the stencils in our sug in the brackets, the Bereshis Rav says that once the Torah created a shchita to be moitzi midei tumas nevela, so that shchita, which is moitzi midei tumas nevela, takes off the tumas nevela itself. And therefore, lemaisa, you won't have the iser nevela. When a person eats a treifa, even though the shchita wasn't a shchita amateras as a iser, it wasn't a shchita to be machshered b'achila, but says the Bereshis Rav in the brackets, once the Torah was mechadish, takes off the tumas nevela, now it's not considered a nevela, and it won't have the Isser of Achilas Nevelu. You only be over the Isser of Basim Sadat Trefa Leisechelu. You won't have the Isser of Leisechel Kol Nevela. Now, possibly there is an Afkamina. There's in Mesachas Chulin, there's an Isser which is mentioned in the Rishayim called the Isser of Einei Zavuach. Besides for the Isser of eating something which is a Nevela, there's an Isser of eating something. It's missing. The Torah says Tizbach Vachalti. You have to shecht it and eat it. If you don't shecht it, you ate something without a Shechita. L'chayr, that Isser you'd have. L'maisa didn't have a Shechita, which is Matir at Bachila. The Isser of Einei Zavuach, which is not a Leisa saying, doesn't receive Malkus, but the Isser of Einei Zavuach, L'chayr, when somebody eats a Trefa, which was Shechta, he would have the Isser of eating something without a Zavuach. Since he didn't have a Shechita, which is Matir Bachila, he has the Isser of Achila's Trefa, L'alach L'maisa, and an Isser of Achila of Einei Zavuach, L'alach L'maisa, he does not have the Isser of eating an Avela, like the Bereshis Rav points out in the stencil in our sugya, L'maisa, once the shchita took off the tum of the nevela, it takes off the iser of eating a nevela as well. Moving along, the Gemara's Mevar, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, in the Mishnah that a shchita and a malika of a oif, which is a treif, is not metar midei nevela, he learns it out from the pasuk of Nevela utrefa loisechelu. The pasuk says nevela and trefa, and the Gemara's meskasha. What's the pasuk of trefa talking about? Manufshach is trefa chayu, is trefa ena chayu. If trefa is chayu, nevela amur. After it dies, it's a nevela. While it's alive, it's for sure not matam. If a trefa is ena chayu, it's bechlal nevela. Zoktim if a trefa is ena chayu, so Rashi learns in the Gemara, it's bechlal nevela, meaning it already has the tuma of nevela mechayim, even though the oif is still alive. Since a trefa ain't a chayim, it can't live, it can't continue living, so it's already has a tum of a nevela. It's already bechlal a nevela. And the Gemara says, Ela lahavi, what's the pasuk coming to say? Lahavi trefa shashachta shemetame. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that is trefa, that he shechtzed, it's metame. So Rashi's mevar the maskon of the Gemara, that it's trefa is chaya. A trefa is chaya, really it's not included in nevela. The pasuk came to say that there's a tumah of a trefa, and Rashi says it has this tumah miyat right away when it becomes a trefa, even though it's alive, and a trefa is a chaya, but it has the tumah of nevela. Trefa has the tumah of the nevela, and therefore the shechita is not metar. The shechita is only metar from being a nevela. Here, the Torah is mechadish that the trefa itself has the tumah of nevela. Shechita doesn't work on a trefa since there's a new shem of trefa. Shechita doesn't work for a trefa. Rashi on the ksaviyat on the side of the Gemara. Rashi's mevar the maskon of the Gemara from mitam acher. Rashi by us said the time was that since it has a shem of a trefa, shechita doesn't work on a trefa. Rashi on the ksaviyat on the side of the Gemara says that since it already has a tumah, therefore shechita can't work. Shechita is not a mikvah. A mikvah is metar after there's a tumah. Shechita could work, zogt Rashi in the ksaviyat, to be meineya from becoming a nevela. It could be meineya from getting a tumah. Once it already had a tumah, shechita is not a mikveh tahara to metara a pre-existing tumah. So it's tup shatim over here in the Gemara. Why is shechita not work lefir b'yuda? Rashi says, Rashi by us on the Gemara says that the pasuk of trefa is mechadash a shem of trefa. Since there's a shem of trefa, shechita doesn't work on the shem of trefa. That's why shechita doesn't work and it has a tumah. And Rashi in the Ksaviyat says that the nakuda is that since it already has the tumah mechayim, since the Torah already gave it to mechayim, shechita can't work mafkei. You say this to a machlek, as Rashi by us learned that shechita is like a mikvah. Even if it's already tameh, the shechita would be able to be metaret, just shechita doesn't work on a trefa. Rashi in the Ksaviyat says the reason why shechita doesn't work is because it already has a tumah. Rashi mentioned that if a nevela, if a trefa ain't a chaya, then it's bechlal nevela, it has a tumah. Right away when it's a treif, it already has the tumah of nevela. And Rashi, the maskanas Gemara learns, even though treif achaya, but the Torah also gave the tumah right away. Taisus is miskasha two kashas. First of all, for Taisus, lematzinu balichayim tmeim. We never find the balchay is metam. Only after it died, it's a nevela. After it dies, it's oichel, it could become makabel tumas oichlim. We never find balichayim that are metam. How could Rashi say that it's a tumah mechayim? Second of all, for Taisus, he brings mechiach from a Gemara in Chulin Dafchav. It's mashma lahedya that a trefa is not metame. He's chelik on Rashi. He says, Kolzman, the behema itself is a balchai, it's taka not metame. We don't find bechlal that a balchai ever has a tumah, and he brings a specific ride that a trefa doesn't have a tumah from a Gemara in Chulin. So Zog Taisus, what's pshat in the Gemara? He says, B'shem Rabbeinu Chaim, that while the behema is a balchai, it's not metame. What the Gemara means, that it's bechlal nevela, and presumably when the Gemara later on says that a treif is metame, Zoktesis, that means when basar hapayrish miman, if you cut off a piece of basar, if you cut off basar from this oif, it will be metame. Kozman it's chayim, kozman the oif is chay, there's no tumah. But basar hapayrish miman, if you take off some basar, since, and have mean of the Gemara, if a treifa would be ein achaya, it's bechlal nevela, so therefore, when the basa is payers from it, now this basa is not anymore chayim, that basa will have a shem of a nevela. And when you'll have basar, maskana sagmar, even though trefa chaya, but when basa is going to be payers from it, it will have the tumah of nevela. Even though the behema that it's payers, that it's nifrash from, that it's hufrash from, wasn't tame, says Taisfis, but since the oif that it was hufrash from has a shem of a nevela, either in the havamin of the Gemara because trefa in a chaya, or the maskaras Gemara, a trefa, even maybe possibly even if it's chaya, a shem of trefa itself gives it this shem, it has a shem of nevela. Now that it's punk not tame, because Baal Chaim ain't Tmeim. But now that you have the Basar which is purged from it, this Basar will be Tamei like Basar purged from it. Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos had to learn the Gemara. Rashi learns the Baal Chai itself, the Oif itself, is Mekabel Tuma either because Ein Achaya, Nevela Ein Achaya, or because Machadish, a Trefa, has a Tuma on the Oif itself. Tosfos, the Oif itself doesn't have the Tuma. The discussion of the Gemara is the Basar, which is purged from the Oif, will have that Tuma. At the end of the Shir, I'd like to say over a very Yesodistic Yesod, which is not mamish directly negates the sugya, but Reb Chaim brings a raya from Tosfos in our sugya. Tosfos in our sugya asks Akasha that why by Amlikas Trefa is it metame begodim abes abli according to Reb Yehuda Amlikas Trefa? Frek Tosfos, since there's no iser of achilas nevela, frek Tosfos, since there's no iser of achilas nevela, because the iser of achilas nevela can't be chal on the iser of hektish, so there shouldn't be a tumas of nevela. Taisus bases this on the Gemara later. The Gemara on the bottom of the Amud says that a min oif tame doesn't have the tuma bebeis abliya, being that the Taisus leisichal kol nevelu treifa mishi yisure mishum balteichal nevela yatsa oif tame, that the iser is not mishum balteichal nevela, the iser is balteichal tame. Frak Taisus, so who I didn't over here, if you have a malika on a oif treifa, frak Taisus, the iser of nevela is not chal, ein iser chal is, the iser of nevela is not chal, the iser of hektish, and therefore it shouldn't have the tumas nevela, it shouldn't have the tumah, the beis abliya. So Tosfos says the teretz, that the svara, that when you don't have an iser, when you don't have the iser, achila of nevela, there's no tumah, that's only by a min tummy. If the whole min doesn't have an iser of achilas nevela, so then there's no tumah beis abliya. Over here, hektish, really the min has a tumah, has an iser of achilas nevela. It's just this oif, which happens to be hektish, can't be chal, because enes achalas is octesis b'chiyai gavna. It's not called eni suroi mishum balteichel nevela. It is shaykh on this min, iser of balteichel nevela. Now, Reb Chaim Shteld on the ikar kasha of Tosfos. What was Tosfos' kasha? Ein iser chal, is the iser of nevela, is not chal, the iser of hektish. This is talking about kachim shemesu. This is a malika of a treif is like a kachim shemesu. Kachim shemesu doesn't have me'ila. We mentioned previous shiurim, the gemar and me'ila, daf beis, kachim shemesu, ain't by me'ila dvar tair. So Frektor B'chaim, why is Tosfos saying that the iser nevela can't be chal on the iser hektish? What's the iser hektish here, Frektor B'chaim? Kachim shemesu doesn't have me'ila. Reb Chaim proved from here that even when there's no iser me'ila, there is an iser hana from hektish. There's an iser kodesh. Zok Reb Chaim, chach, there's no iser me'ila, there is a second iser that kachim is aser b'hana, and that's the iser deraisa. And because of that iser, Tosfos was asking the iser of achilas nevela is not chal. Now this iser of hektish without the iser of me'ila we find in other places. For example, kachim kalim. Kachim kalim don't have me'ila. It's not considered kach Hashem. But the Mishnah L'melech in Perek Beis from Hilchos Mila, he quotes from a Tosfos in Nedarim that there is an Isser Hanam in HaTorah. Tosfos in Nedarim says that even though Shlamim and Kachim Kalim don't have the Isser of Me'ila, there's no Parsha of Me'ila, but there is an Isser Hanah, there is an Isser in HaTorah to have Hanah. So this is the same Yisait. Kachim Shemesu, there's no Me'ila. Shlamim, there's no Me'ila. Zakhtar B'chaim, that there is an iser hanah by hektish min haTorah besides for the iser me'ila, even when we don't find me'ila, for example, kachim shemesu or shlamim, there still is an iser hanah min haTorah. Now, it's not clear what's the source of this iser. What's the makar in the Torah? Where's the lav? We find the parish of me'ila in the Torah, but when there is no me'ila, kachim shemesu or shlamim, which Reb Chaim says from Tosfos by us, and the Mishnah says from Tosfos in Nedarim, that there is an iser kodesh min haTorah, what's the makar of such a iser? The Shita Mekubetzas in Menachas Dav Dalid, he says that by Shlomim, the iser is Bal Yachal Dvar. When a person made a neder, when a person made a hektish, hektish is a neder. So when he is being nana from this hektish, he's being oiver on that neder, and Meili's oiver the lav of Bal Yachal Dvar. That's what the Shita Mekubetzas says in Menachas Dav Dalid. There is a Havana that's said over in the Olam HaYeshivas. That's something called an Isser Kodesh. I think it's a different pshat. I don't think this is what Neshita Mekubetzas is saying. But there is a pshat that's said over in the Olam HaYeshivas. There's an Isser Kodesh. Kodesh has an Isser. No, where does this come from? What's the source? So I think the pshat is that the Kach Shamati, that the Yesoid of hektish. The definition of hektish is something which is mufrish umuvdo. Hektish means it's miyuchid, it's designated, it's for Gavoya, it's for the Beis HaMikdash, it's for the Mizbeach, and it's separated from Hishtamshus of Chulin, and it's Muktish L'Gavoya. That's the essence of the Kodesh. If the Torah created a chalois of Kedusha, that itself is a source, that itself is a Makar. The Torah is saying this is Mufrish, this is separated from the Hishtamshus of Chul, this is separated from Hano of Chol, and it's Miyuchad L'Gavoya. That itself is the Makar. The fact that the Torah created the Chalois, the essence of the Chalois, the definition of the Chalois, is that it's Aser B'Hana, and that's the Makar, even when there's no Milo. Sometimes there's Milo by Kachim. Kachim there's Milo. But even when there is no Milo, it's Kachim Shemesu or Kachim Kalim, the fact that it's Kodesh gives Aser Hana. Rabbi Chanan, in Simon Chaf Aleph and Chelik Beis from Kovitz Shurim, he quotes this Reb Chaim. He says, Shamati Mimoyiv Rabbi from Reb Chaim, Arai from our Taisvis. The Taisvis asked this in Avela shouldn't be Chal, because Einas Achalis, it's not Chal on Hektish. So he quotes that Reb Chaim would arrive from here, that Kodshim Shemesu has an Isser Hanom and Atayra, even though there is no Me'ila. Reb Chanan says, he says, Tzorech Ian Rayas Moyiv Rabbi, he says he would have a different Pshat in Taisvis. Reb Chanan suggests that even if the Isser Hana is only Midrabanon, even if the Isser Hana of Kachim Shemesu is only Midrabanon, maybe Taisus was still asking, we should say, Ein Isser Chalal Isser, that the Isser of Nevela shouldn't be Chal. What's the Isser by Hektish? So Rabbi Chanan is Mitzayin, a Gemara in Bechor is Daf Tezayin. The Gemara says that Achatas Hamesis, Achatas, which has a din that goes Lemisa, Achatas Shemesu, Baaleha, Vlar Chatas, and the five chatois which go lemisa, which don't have a meila, so the Gemara says in Bechor's Daf Tezayin, it's aser ba'achila, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Mafrisa Aparsa. Zokter Bechonon, we see from that Gemara that there's a special iser achila of Kodesh, by chatz ha-mesis, and presumably, Bechonon is assuming, any kachim, even when there's no meila, has this iser achila. Zokter Bechonon, it could be the iser hana of the Kodesh, maybe is only a iser drabonon. The reason why the Isser of Nevela can't be Chal is because there's an Isser Achila on Hektish. So it comes out, we have two Pshatim in Taisvis. Taisvis is Mavur, that even though Oif, which is a Trefa, has a Malika, it's like a Kachim Shemesh, there's no Mi'ila, Taisvis says the Isser Nevela can't be Chal on the Isser of Hektish. Now what is this Isser? So Reb Chaim learns it's Isser Kodesh, there's an Isser that Kodesh can't have, no, that's Isser Min HaTorah, even without the Mi'ila, that's why the Isser Nevela can't be Chal. And Reb Chanan says, the Pshat and Taisvis is, maybe the Isser Hanoz Midrabanon, but there's a special Isser Achila that is Mitzayin, the Gemara, in Bechor is Daf Tezayin, the Isser Mafrisei Aparis, that says in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat a Hektish, that's the Isser, which the Isser Nevela can't be Chal on top of that Isser.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any Daf and Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.